Hey, Eric.
I'm live. We're live on Twitch, so I guess
are we live?
To fix up. Yeah.
Eric, if you put something down by your feet, to me, that's foot level. But to Rocco, that's cock level.
Exactly. No said.
You got a hanger, is what you're saying.
That's bold.
That's what Rocco's saying.
Woo! That one got me.
That's pretty bold, Rocco.
Do you remember that episode? Again. Do you remember that episode of Jackass?
I dare you.
What? Do you remember that episode of Jackass where he's a Santa and he has to shit so bad? And they tell him they try to tell him about the thing where you could put your feet up while you shit to make it more comfortable.
Yeah.
And they go, that thing on the ground.
Yeah, between your legs.
In between your legs. My penis? No, the thing on the ground. That's my penis. that's one of the funniest moments of that.
What theme song? Welcome back, everybody. You just saw the perfect theme song. We're never changing it.
Yeah, I made it.
I like when I go like this.
I made it in 15 minutes.
We all made it, okay? There's more than just you in the video.
Why do you take credit for everything, Ryan?
This guy, he's always saying he's the main guy.
I always say
Sean. It's like, just because he looks like a supermodel now.
He's always clamoring for the limelight. Yeah.
Hairless.
He walked in here with no beard and he said, all eyes on me, baby. Hey, and he started rubbing his face.
Hey, Lucid Dreamers in the chat. Wow, Model Sean is here. Best be on your best behavior.
Yeah.
Yeah, or else he's going to report you to fucking Derek Zoolander.
Did Sean's eyes get sexier? No.
That's what I said.
No, his beard is just gone. Oh, so boy. You can just focus more on the beautiful, natural features. The beard is unnatural.
A lot of people.
The beard is unnatural.
A lot of people.
It's an unnatural.
It's
part
a man-made
of
beard. It's what you've added to your perfect face.
Today I saw Sean Leggerton at the gas station, or whatever, and he said,
"Who's that?
You look Sean Leggerton."
Yeah,
our friend who's.
For the people at home who don't know,
he's in version 3. He smashes a car.
I was with you. I thought Derek didn't know.
Come on.
I do like how you prepped.
I'm trying to care for the group.
And he said, you look exactly like you do in high school. What happened? And I was like, oh, it's the beard. It's gone. He's like, oh, that's what it is. He didn't like it.
Yeah. Well, he didn't like it because he had the urge to kiss you. And that would have been assault with a deadly weapon. Because his lips are so hot.
I might burn you. I look in the mirror and I just think, fuck, this sucks. I don't like my face.
That
what?
Sucks.
I don't.
Beautiful.
I don't like it. Hold on.
High cheekbones and a strong jaw, Sean. Those eyes really
you know what's funny?
Beautiful.
You look in the mirror and you say, fuck, this sucks? Who's here?
Who put that thought
who's at
in
the door? Who's at the door?
Maybe the wind blew it open. Get your gun. You got your
gun? It's probably the wind. All right. Can't kill the wind. Sorry.
I tried.
Whoa.
Did this stop?
Nope.
Is everything...
Well, yep. I think we're okay. I think the wind just gave us a little spook, and we all kind of jumped.
Yeah,
and we're back.
Someone's trying to walk in and say no cursing. Yeah.
It's okay. I don't think we should keep picking on it. I think we should just kind of change the subject. I got a lot of compliments on where I live this week. A lot of compliments on my front yard. Because I cleaned all the fucking garbage off of it.
Oh, I see what...
No connection to what we were talking about. No connection.
Seriously, though.
It just looks good. It just looks good when you get
handsome.
Cut away all the trash.
Real handsome.
All right, let's talk about
nothing to do with that.
Welcome to Mega 64 Podcast, number one internet podcast on the internet. How did that work out? I don't know.
Where we are.
I got a lot of compliments on my car today because I washed all the dirt off the front. I got all the crap, the crud, the gook.
Dude. Looks reborn.
It looks
not dirty.
Hot.
Not to go there. I mean, we kind of sunk into some low humor earlier with the show, but I got some compliments on my on my boner today.
What?
Someone told me, "Hey, looks so much better with all that pubic hair shaved right off the front of it."
Just cut the throat.
The front of your dick.
Hold on.
Real hairy.
You had to like wade through the pubic hair to find the front of your boner.
Well, I mean, you say people plural, but yeah.
What was it? One person?
Yeah,
one unfortunate soul?
Yeah, but now since you know all of the hair is just gone, it's magnificent.
Before
it's a hairless dick with just this giant thing of hair.
Yeah,
on top
it used to be like
it looks like Richard Simmons standing in his cross.
like Heart of Darkness going through all those cubes trying to find the front of the boner in there somewhere. Okay. Heart of Darkness reference for all the literary comedians out there. Thank you.
Read a book.
Read a fucking book. Welcome to... Read a book!
Crack
welcome,
a
book. Welcome to the Mega 64 podcast. Welcome.
Welcome.
Welcome, hi, everybody.
I am Derek, here with my fellow hosts on this fine evening. These guys.
You want to introduce yourselves?
I'm Sean.
The main guy.
The main guy. I'm Sean, a.k.a. Rich Bitch, a.k.a. Main Guy.
The egotistical one.
A.k.a. Ego.
Yeah.
Raptor. Nope. Is that right? No?
Yeah, that's your nickname, Ego Raptor.
Yeah, that's
you. Sean, Ego Raptor.
I thought so.
Yeah.
I don't name myself. These are what names I get, so yeah, I don't know. I thought...
Move on!
What's up, your boy Fruit Snacks, a.k.a. Fruit Stripe Gum, Akka, Garrett. I'm here with you, as always, on Sunday. Go ahead.
My name is Rock... I'm trying to think of another name.
Can you put this on?
The Angry Rocco Nerd.
The Angry Video Game Nerd, I assume, is what you're parroting.
No.
No.
No parody.
No.
Alright. Okay. Just clearing that up.
It's just a parody of his name.
Hey, if you're already sick of us, I understand. If you're looking for something else to check out Kickapoo Joy Juice.
You like how I did that?
Yes, I do.
Thank you to our sponsor. I was just drinking it.
Me
thank
too.
You to our sponsor, yeah. Kickapoo Joy
what
Juice
kind
this
are you drinking?
Week. I'm drinking the sangria.
Oh, I was having the fuzzy navel. Good.
Thank you for the sangria flavor, Kickapoo. You can get Kickapoo Joy Juice on Amazon and drinkkickapoo.com for a delicious candy-like soda.
I went live on the... Just randomly on Mega 64 TV, I just went live.
Uh-huh.
And someone said, hey, Sean, no bullshit. Is Kickapoo really a good soda, or are you just saying that for the camera? Mm. And I said, no bullshit. I fucking think Kickapoo is awesome.
Are you just saying that?
No bullshit.
Are you just saying that for the camera?
I have a better answer. I have a better answer.
Go ahead.
This is a superior answer, just to clarify.
Okay.
No bullshit.
You already shot your answer down.
Try it for yourself.
Oh.
I like that. Hey, that's a good answer.
You be the judge.
Some people have tweeted at me that they've spotted it in the wild. I'll get screenshots of it on store
like
shelves.
Wild Pokemon?
Wild, yeah. Like if you were going to capture a shiny Eevee, it would be like finding a Kickapoo Joy Juice out at a come-and-go near you.
Wow.
So if you got a come-and... You can also get it at the come-and-go stores. So go ahead and get on... Get your come-on and go to come-and-go and find a can. Find a can and come...
Well, we said before we're all cum heads, so
we're all a bit of a.
I call it cum guzzler. That's what I am.
All right. Yeah. These guys are on their own.
I just really.
I don't even know why you speak for me.
Can't help. Can't help. Tried to save you.
You know what? Anything I've said on a previous podcast does not pertain to
raise
this
week's
show.
Raise your glass. Cum pie.
Raise your glass, everybody.
Raise your glass. Raise your chalice.
Heard that.
All right, let's quickly move through. Also, lootcrate.com. Check them out. Go to lootcrate.com. Use the special promo code Mega64. Subscribe to Loot Crate. It's pretty cool. You get a lot of badass shit. Did I get this in Loot Crate?
No.
Not yet.
Maybe next month.
Maybe next month.
Wow.
And the one in Loot Crate probably has an orange tip on it. For safety purposes. What do I have? Get that away from me.
I know.
That illegal shit.
If they're lying around. We got them, and it just feels like...
And last and certainly also the least, check out shop.mega64.com.
Oh, yeah.
Did you take that as a personal blow?
No, but I was going to say that we do have hats that are still available, which is rare.
Wow.
That's super rare.
Rare hats.
Yeah,
they went
on
sale last week, right?
On Friday, we put our snapback hats back on sale.
And, oh.
And somehow we still have some. We got so many made this time.
The Bat Commander was wearing one of our snapback hats. Check it out.
Do you know whose hat that was?
I think it was one of the Goldbergs.
It was
right?
Dominic Goldberg's hat. Crazy. Yeah. Small world.
The Bat Commander, cool dude. Rocking the lid. Check it out on Instagram. And get yourself one for yourself.
Yeah. And we also put the Icon shirt back on sale.
The Icon shirt is back on sale, too. We got a lot of these things, but I don't know how much longer they're going to last. Because even the hats, we got a ton. They're still there now, but I don't know how much longer. So anyway, shop.mega64.com and order one today. Anyway.
Enough
about that.
Yeah, hey, really big news, huge announcement. Let's just dive right into it. We've been saving it. We've been cooking this up for a few months. We've been dying to let you guys know. Yeah. So, drum roll, please. Eric, hit the drum roll video. Imagine that was like Tommy Lee.
Sean will edit it and it'll be fine.
All right, Sean, replace that part with Tommy Lee and Neil Peart doing like a drum off because this is like the most epic drum roll ever.
The intro. To the
Game Days 2015.
Dang.
Oh my God.
We know you are all excited at home. You're all planning on coming out to Game Days 2015. When is it? You are wondering. Let us tell you. The weekend of November 14th and 15th, the second weekend of November, come out to Anaheim, California, and join us, Mega 64, for our annual Gathering of the Juggalos. I mean, the Gathering of the Internet Soldiers.
Equally as good.
Even better.
Yeah.
Game Days. Game Days 2015. We're doing it once again. We're coming out. We're going to...
Yeah.
We're going to have a fan meetup on Disneyland, at Disneyland, that Sunday. And we're going to have, another special event that Saturday, the 14th. The hotel is, now I'm blanking. Now I'm here. The moment is now to do the special announcement.
The pressure's on. It builds.
No
it happens
seeing
to
it
me.
Anyway,
yeah, nobody's seeing it anyways. We'll have all the information up on our website after tonight. But
yeah, we have a whole bunch of stuff to deal with. I mean, there could be discount tickets. There could be hotel stuff. There's all kinds of stuff that we're waiting to.
Dare we say a bigger show than ever before?
Mm-hmm.
This is a bigger show than
ever
before.
That's something we should say.
You've never seen a show bigger than this on Earth.
Fuck.
Wow.
Did you remember the movie Gladiator?
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, that now that Game Days makes Gladiator look like Small World.
What?
Whoa.
Yeah.
I don't even go on that ride.
We're so above it.
I'm above it. Yeah.
Yeah.
We're so big. Anyways, just to reiterate, the second weekend of November, November 14th and 15th, Anaheim, California, Game Days 2015 will be there.
But is that
all of us?
Is this our sixth Game Days?
Dude.
What color of the rainbow are we on?
It's purple.
Purple.
We're all the way to purple.
It's six.
Yeah.
We're
all the way to purple, God. You guys.
What's next year, Sean?
He didn't plan that far.
Glad.
Fucker didn't plan that far, okay?
Fucker, hey, Eric?
Yeah.
I did not plan
that far. Don't ask questions that you can't handle.
Sean thought that the whole thing would have self-destructed by now.
This would be over.
Yeah.
And we'd be doing something else that... Here we are.
Yeah, so here we are.
I fucked us.
Here we are, 7 o'clock on a Sunday.
Hashtag Sean fucked us. Sorry. Go ahead.
All right, cat's, okay. Cat's out of the bag now. Everybody come to Game Days 2015.
Game Days. And again, for people who maybe haven't gone or don't know what it is, for one day we have our own Mega 64-centric event in Anaheim, right by Disneyland. And then on another day, we all go to Disneyland. That's what it's been, and that's what it's going to be this year, only it's going to be bigger than ever this time. We'll have more details later, but in case you didn't know what it was, I think most people watching have heard of it at this point. Some people haven't.
The day at Disneyland, there's meetup times where everyone just kind
of
convenes.
A lot of fun.
Oh my God, talk amongst yourselves. Y'all been to Game Days before? Yeah. If you've never been to Game Days, Google search Mega 64 Game Days. Look up the videos on YouTube. It's very fun. It's probably the most fun you'll have all year.
Yes, I agree.
I agree.
So yeah, November 14th and 15th this year. We will give you more info.
It's better than birthday cake with your name on it.
Wow.
Yeah. Better than Bat's Day at Disneyland for sure.
It's better than Bat's
absolutely.
Day. Have you seen the photos from Bat's Day?
I hope that it's on Bat's Day.
I've been to Bat's Day.
I'm a baby bat.
Last year?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you are.
Can I get personal for a
second?
Yeah, please do.
I had sex last year.
What?
Fuck yeah. You did?
In general?
Congratulations.
Thank you. A gentleman doesn't discuss. I'm not going to go into details, but it happened.
At some point last year, it happened.
But you know what? Honestly?
Yeah.
Game Days was better.
Oh, shit.
Right on.
Woo!
Shit.
Damn.
Yeah. So much better.
I think
that's how fun it is.
Safe wager.
It lasted longer.
Well, actually.
Well, we didn't say anything.
I didn't want to go into details, but Game Days was about 10 minutes shorter.
Wow.
Wow.
Poor guy.
Whoa.
Wow.
I don't want to go into details.
Sort of.
Okay.
Well, else on the list?
Anyway. I had scratches on my back afterwards, but I'm not complaining. I'm
doesn't
not even
sound like it.
I'm not.
I just can't sit.
Fuck.
I can't leave that.
I don't want to go into details.
Oh, what is that?
I don't want
to. I've got all these nibble marks on my butt.
You guys, you're making fun of me, but I'm not going into details. Okay?
I can't lean against them.
Stop making
don't ask me why I can't do that.
Look,
don't ask me why.
You guys are making fun of me. I had sex. Get over
put all
it.
Put slobber on my dick. Ugh.
Don't ask me how that
don't
got there.
Don't ask me!
Don't ask me. I wasn't...
Stop asking me!
I don't talk about that kind of stuff. Don't ask me.
I wasn't on a tractor, was it?
About that stuff. that got weird. Let's... All right.
I don't speak about it because it's not proper.
So, I mean, if you're not inspired... I think I know where everybody watching will be the second week of November. Anaheim, California,
hold
baby.
Hold on real quick. Woo! I'm going to go uncomfortably a little bit further, but I just want to say real quick.
Right.
There was one time that we met somebody... when we were working on somebody, we met some.
We were working on somebody.
We were at an event and we met somebody who had like was saying all this sex stuff, but that he wouldn't talk about it. And it was that's what we were laughing about.
Yeah,
I can't actually talk about it.
Can't talk about it.
I can't talk. I don't talk about that stuff. I don't tell anyone that stuff. It's like, oh, I don't know you, I know all this stuff.
I fucked 8 women at the same time. What? But I shouldn't say a word about it.
He might have been.
He did. This guy did. That's no, why he had. That's why Australian. That's why Rocco has the 8 on his shirt.
Is that Australian?
8, man.
But I
don't know.
I shouldn't say a word. Ah, they guessed it. Gavin.
Sorry,
Gavin. We didn't mean to.
That British
that sorry, Gavin.
He also didn't earn the Minecraft achievement.
I earned the Minecraft achievement while performing cunnilingus. Well, I shouldn't say another word. Gavin, that was Gavin.
That's a British
just kidding. It wasn't Gavin. Listen, I know Mega 64 fans get that we were joking, but Rooster Teeth fans might not. So it's a different. I'm not trying to be insulting. I'm not trying to be insulting. I'm really not, but it's
no,
a different.
Legit.
They
no,
may be.
They
may not be used to our sardonic thing, and they came over and thought that was real. Yeah. It's not real.
It's not real.
They're not used to jokes.
It was just a tribute to Gavin.
It was a tribute. If anyone thinks.
Hey, I haven't heard anything about Jay Leto this week.
Oh, Jay Leto?
That sucks.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, I saw the image of him getting the tattoo by Harley Quinn. That was part of the tribute. I saw it.
Yeah. Oh, she's putting those ha-ha-ha-ha-ha tattoos on?
Yeah, that was definitely originally planned, and it wasn't PR.
It was a
fucking joke! Where's the gun? Fuck.
Where is the gun? Oh,
yeah. Yeah, we got it.
That was a tribute!
Guys, don't take this the wrong way.
The Crow tribute.
Dangerous.
We're just having fun.
It's exploded. I think I've said it 1,000 times before, but I still laugh. So my dad had a VHS tape of all old toy commercials from the 50s, and one of them was these kids shooting rifles in their backyard, and the police show up because, whoa, those guns look real. Yeah, we got a report. Wow, sounds like real. And then the cop looks down the barrel, looks like real.
Oh my God.
He just shoves his eye into his thing, and we were all laughing so hard.
Yeah.
Looks like real.
Cacao.
Anyway, sorry about that. So, this has been a crazy week. Lots of shit going on this past week. Can't even keep track. The Game Day's announcement was the latest.
That's
gave you that.
Craziest by far.
Huge.
But
biggest.
Our week started with... we were actually in... I'm going a little bit out of order, but we were in San Francisco. We were invited to the launch of the Kickstarter for our good friend. That's right, I'm calling him a friend now.
Wow.
He's no longer an industry icon. He's a friend.
We transcended the friendship into, well, we went from not being friends to friends.
That
was the transcendent.
That's a transcendent.
The notorious IGA, Iga.
Iga?
Iga.
Creator of Castlevania Symphony of the Night. All that stuff.
Sorry, you named one game and then said all
that
stuff.
But that's the
you know,
crowning achievement.
It's cream true. Rises to the top, Derek. You've got us all playing Castlevania.
It is such a good game. It's the equivalent of multiple games.
Well, when you bring up, like, if I said I met James Cameron, all I need to say is Titanic. I know he did other
all
stuff.
All that shit. Yeah.
Yeah, Titanic, all that shit. That sounds
okay,
right.
I would say Terminator 2.
Well.
Yeah, but I don't think anyone
said And
that.
I would also say Aliens.
I would say Avatar.
I would say, I would mention Avatar.
M. Night Shyamalan.
I just think Avatar is like modern day Gone with the Wind.
Isn't that funny? Avatar is so forgettable to me. And that is,
well, they're making like two more.
Yeah,
of them,
but that's the most highest grossing film of all time.
Still?
Yeah. By like a lot.
I never had another desire to like rewatch that.
No.
No.
No, it was on TV years later and I saw it and I was like, wow, this doesn't look good. But anyway.
Back to Egovania.
Sorry. Ega. He launched his Kickstarter for a new project. He wants to go on his own, make a new project.
Bloodstained. Ritual of the Night.
Exactly. And they actually reached out to us. Him and his people reached out to us to be part of the festivities.
Yeah, that's exciting.
And we were there at the Twitch headquarters.
We got an email that said, yo, I saw your guys's missed video. It was so fucking funny. Mm-hmm. And he actually used the F word.
Yeah. Wow. He likes to swear.
He used the kanji for F word and invited us up. Wow. Because he was a big fan of Myst, our Myst video.
That's cool.
Do you know I'm just kidding.
Oh.
He didn't see our Myst video.
What?
Fuck. The one where it is.
Gotcha. But anyway, but he did know Mega 64 and that was really flattering. We were there. We appeared on a live stream that they did on Monday. And it was really crazy. I have some footage, I'm sure I'll put it out at some point, of they literally had him hovering over the enter button to start the Kickstarter. Like,
that's cool.
He hit the button, and then they just watch it, and it's like, oh, is that $10,000? Oh my god.
What the fuck?
Is that
$11,000?
Wow. Wow. I mean, I have footage of this, and it was so exciting being there.
Yeah, I bet.
Because it was just like... And honestly, they wanted $500,000 to clear the goal. And they were like, yeah, I mean, I wonder if we'll have it by the end of the day. I think hype is good enough. We'll have it by the end of the day. They had it in like less than 3 hours.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, they had a cool million by the end of that day, I think.
They did. And yeah, over $1 million in one day. And we got to be there on the stream, coming in and out all throughout the day. It was super cool. I had a lot of fun.
Yeah, me too.
I got to sit there with Iga as he played the 2009 classic game Shadow Complex. Do you guys remember
that?
Yeah.
It's like a Castlevania, I'm not going to say a knockoff or a ripoff, but one of those styled games. One of the better ones of that genre.
I agree. I love that game.
Was Shadow Complex, was that on 360?
Yeah. It was on 360. Yeah. It was made in the Unreal
Engine.
Who made
that?
It was made by Epic Games.
Oh.
Cliff.
Chair was the developer.
Chair was the developer. Yeah. Epic Games helped publish it. However, that.
Because I
thought yeah, I'm not sure how it was.
In some way
what was Kojima? What was his game like that? Did he have a game like that?
Kojima?
Yeah. No, mm-hmm. Maybe I'm confused.
But yeah, I got to sit there also with Donald Mustard, one of the developers on the game, and it was super cool to sit there with the guy who made Castlevania Symphony of the Night, playing Shadow Complex with the guy who made Shadow Complex.
Yeah,
that's
and
it.
Me and Rocco were just sitting there shooting the shit, making jokes. It was really fun. We just got to talk with them about how they make those kinds of games and how they feel about the genre, and it was really fun.
Yeah.
We also got to sit through a speed run of Guacamelee.
Oh, wow.
Which I'm sure Eric is jealous.
I like that game.
Eric is so jealous.
I'm jealous.
He did not even learn.
I didn't even know.
Any speed run tips.
I beat it in like a couple hours. How fast did this guy beat it?
Rocco says 40 minutes. I say 20 minutes.
Wow.
One of our memories is hazy. Wow. Who do you believe?
Eric.
Yeah, I thought it was 40.
Eric, you're still speed running Super Mario 64. Is that correct?
Yeah. 6 months and counting.
All right. Cool, man.
Cool. He's a bit of a speedrunner.
I'm trying.
Damn.
He doubles. Getting into it.
Shouts out to Turbo Dog, Lady Smell, Bagel Thief, and all the members of the Guacamelee speedrun community.
Whoa. Yeah, we learned their names.
Lady Smell.
Bagel Thief, Lady Smell.
I like a Lady Smell.
But I pretended on the stream, I said what? I was the hype man for Turbo Dog. Was his name Turbo Dog?
It was Turbo
I think Dog. I changed his name about 100 times during the stream. I think he was Hyper Dog. Turbo Team.
Turbo Negro, my favorite band.
No, all of his friends were alive.
So oh, really?
I didn't say that.
It wasn't applicable.
Yeah. But anyway, so anyway, that was really, really cool. But above all else, for me, it was fun being around everywhere. Our friend Ego Raptor was there. Aaron was there. So that was cool, hanging with him. But above all else, what was special about the experience to me was just knowing that as a developer, Iga was like kind of rejected by these big companies, and you know, no one would give him a shot on that kind of game again, you know?
Which, that blows my mind.
And it is mind-blowing, exactly. But the fact that just being there with him at the Twitch headquarters and seeing the world outcry support for him.
Like, we want
this
game.
And not only through their words, but through their wallet.
Yeah.
Seeing the counter go, no, $1 million, was just, you could, I don't know, you could tell he really appreciated it. He was really affected by it. It was really cool.
Yeah, I think Bloodstained Ritual of the Night is going to be really cool.
Yeah.
I feel like that genre is having a resurgence right now within the last 1 or 2 years.
People want it.
Yeah, just very recently. And so it's kind of perfect timing. The fact that Iga wants to put out a game and he, in a way, he didn't create the genre, but he definitely elevated it to its highest points.
Yeah.
So... yeah, it's really exciting time for this game to come out. It's a real special game. We just lost a couple games that everybody's looking forward to, but you know what? We just got a few new ones to look forward to instead.
It's true.
Would you say that Rogue Legacy has a lot to do with bringing that genre back into the spotlight?
I think Rogue Legacy, Guacamelee, is Shovel Knight Metroidvania? I haven't played Shovel Knight, but I think it's level based.
No. Yeah,
I definitely think retro platformers are coming back, and Shovel Knight's a part of that.
And that's all thanks to the indie scene, 100%.
I personally believe that Metroidvania-type games are the pinnacle of platform retro games. Like, that's the best genre for those old platformers, the big castle to explore.
Gotcha.
Versus, you know, the Mario, just level after level. I like all the levels are just one giant, you know, area, whatever it is. It's cool. It's fucking cool.
We mentioned a little bit earlier, but you've really got, like, all of us playing Symphony of the Night now.
Yeah.
Have you
been playing it?
I have it on Vita. Downloaded on Vita.
It's good.
I'll have to get it on Vita. I've been playing on
360. Yeah, you can play it on anything. Yeah,
I've been playing it on 360.
I finally figured out how to save last weekend, so I'm getting a lot farther.
Really?
Yeah. I couldn't find a save room for the long... It really showed me, like, how fucking hard video games used to be. We're so spoiled with checkpoints and everything.
Yeah.
And playing this for, like, a good week straight without... every time I sat down, I never got to a save room. I was always doing the same thing over again.
When we were on the stream, we were hanging out with the guys, Iga and Donald Mustard, who made Shadow Complex, and that's what they were talking about. Like, games have really changed.
Yes.
In the 20 years since Symphony of the Night came out, and one thing that Donald Mustard said was characters don't even have, like, a variable jump anymore, really, in games. Like... it's kind of a weird thing to have it where the longer you hold the jump button, the higher your character jumps. He was like, that's a mechanic that has been taken out of modern games.
It's true.
We had to like go back and re-explore all that kind of stuff. And it's like, you don't even think about all the little things that have changed over the years how games are a whole different beast now.
And like, this is the classic example of when I was a kid, I would get a game and have to learn how to play it for a good couple of days before I could actually, like,
There's
no tutorial.
It's the total type of experience where you go in and it's like, wow, this game is really cool, but I fucking hate it because I'm just dying on the first level and it sucks and I hate this. And you have to put it down and just think about, like, oh, but it was so cool.
What's in that next
room? I just need to get better.
Yeah. and that's what I did. I figured out now I'm, like, actually leveling the character up and I've got my weapons back. And, like, I'm playing the game as it's meant to be played. But there was that first week of there's no tutorial, so I'm just dying over and over and over again. And I couldn't find a save room to, like, get my bearings. But now that I have, it's so much fun.
Everybody, we were talking about Castlevania Symphony of the Night, but I also really want to recommend Shadow Complex out there. If you haven't played that one, awesome.
Shadow Complex is awesome.
And that's 360 only, right?
I do believe so.
Yeah. Maybe it got a Steam release in the last 10 years or something. That game's been out for a while, right?
Since 2009.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Have you heard of Axiom Verge?
No.
That's another game. It came out not too long ago. Brian's been playing it and really recommends it. He likes this style of game. Axiom Verge, I think, is made by, like, one guy. And it looks pretty, like, NES revival of that kind of Castlevania game.
Okay, cool. Check Axiom Verge.
Yep.
nice. Anything else to say about Igavania and the stream?
I'm jealous. So who ended up going? It was you two?
It was three of us.
All three of you guys?
And Kevin.
And Kevin. But I wasn't on the stream right now.
You were talking like you weren't there.
Well, I wasn't there for the stream part.
Oh, gotcha.
I was there just for a little bit before, but then when they went live, I had to go home. So
this guy heard that they were giving out free vasectomies back in San Diego. So
yeah, he had to go immediately.
I was there for a couple
hours. You got a second
hours,
one just to be careful?
What?
You got a second vasectomy just to be careful?
Yeah, too safe.
Do they tie just, a second knot down the line from the first one?
Well, this is all made up, so sure.
Second time you do it, shotgun blast.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. But they give you anesthetics this time. we also had another video come out. You may have seen it. You probably didn't. It was for a company that nobody's ever heard of. A little tiny, small company called Nintendo!
What is that?
Nintendo.
So look it up. Anyways, shop.mega64.com, new hats, new shirts. No, we had our Nintendo video. We did a video for Nintendo's E3 announcement.
Yeah, yeah. We did a Nintendo's E3 2015 announcement, whatever, video. We were behind the scenes on it. It was a different experience this year. It was really interesting. We talked with them maybe like a month ago, and they approached us kind of in a different way than last time. Last time, we were approached very last minute, and it was basically, can you make a video for us?
Yeah.
We have, like, no time. And so we did. And that was unabashedly a Mega 64 video.
Yeah.
This year, they were they basically talked to us and said, we don't want to repeat ourselves. We don't want to, they just did another Mega 64 video. But we do want to do a fun video announcing our E3 stuff. Would you be up for making it? And basically making it, not necessarily like we're in it or
right.
Our faces are all over it, but just making it, you know, behind the scenes capacity. So that was really flattering, honestly, because it was like, oh, they liked the style enough or, you know, or whatever.
Yeah, they think that we're funny enough.
They thought that was something they wanted, regardless of if we were in it or not, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we got the opportunity... Oh, go ahead.
Yeah. Oh no. So it was a different experience. We weren't. Again, it wasn't a Mega 64 video per se like last year, but we still were behind it, and it wasn't any kind of attempt to top last year or make a sequel to that or anything at all. But yeah, it was a very different experience, but it was really interesting. It was
announcing fun. The 25th year anniversary. We got to
announce the 25-year anniversary of the Nintendo World Championship, which apparently there is some debate.
Uh-oh.
Apparently they did another World Championship in 1994.
What? Ooh. It didn't tell you guys about that?
Supposedly, there's people on the internet saying this is actually the third one.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
Dude, but you know what? Don't blame us. Nintendo came to us themselves and said this is number two, so... Maybe they're trying to bury the 1994 event.
Just like all those E.T. cartridges.
I don't think that was Nintendo, but...
That was Atari.
Yes, exactly. Same thing.
I really enjoyed the comments saying they thought it was Mega 64 video that we made it.
Oh, yeah.
In the beginning with the Reggie thinking thing. But once the name Tanner came into play, everyone knew.
Yeah. Which I loved that you guys had all told me that, too. Like, yeah, as soon as they hear the name Tanner, people are going to know it's us.
Which, and sure enough,
they did. The YouTube comments are like, oh, the kid's name is Tanner. It's obviously a Mega 64 video.
Which, I mean, Nintendo must be like, what the fuck? Like, Tanner? Like,
how
why?
Do they know?
Why Tanner?
Nintendo doesn't even know. The Tanner gag.
Do we have any fans out there named Tanner?
I hope so. Or we have to.
Our funniest fan.
Just the odds.
we were in charge of making that video. We had to come up with kind of a couple videos. We worked very closely with Nintendo in the process of making this one. And I thought it was really cool that we got to work with Reggie again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The head of the company. And Reggie is actually very cool, very chill, relaxed guy who's really down for whatever.
That's the thing is,
he is.
He would do anything we asked him to do and more.
Yeah, and in between takes, he's like just chatting with everybody, making jokes, always smiling and happy. And
dude, he ate like six bananas at one time.
Dude, he slammed.
He really did.
Really?
Yeah, who else would do that? He's like, all right, let's do it.
And the only thing, tell you, the only thing he didn't really want to do was running in place as Little Mac behind the bicycle.
Yeah.
Because we had to do about four takes of that. And towards the end, he was like, you didn't get it? I was like, all right, okay.
Yeah.
I don't think you need to run anymore.
I felt like
he took the bananas too.
I felt like we had more time to just kind of chill with him as we filmed it. I feel like last year, it was in the middle of some weekday, and he only had a couple hours, and it was like his entourage following him, and when we would yell cut, they would be, oh, sign this. Okay, can you sign off on this?
Oh, so
okay.
He was busy doing
it. Yeah, stuff. I feel like this time, it was on a Friday, and he kind of had like the last remainder of his day off.
Yeah.
And we were just kind of hanging in the gym, and it wasn't tense like last time. It was really relaxed, and he was just kind of telling us stuff, and it was really cool. One of the things I remember, we were about to film the part with, I think, boxing. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he was just hanging out and telling us stuff. Like, he said a story about when the Wii came out, he said, you know, that was, I have to make a lot of, and I never think about this stuff. He's like, I have to make a lot of late night phone calls because Nintendo is in Japan.
Mm.
So it's like 10 p.m. on phone calls. And he's like, and how I got all my playtime in when the Wii was coming out was that I would go on these phone calls with Japan and just play tennis over and over. Oh, he's wow. Like, he's like, that was me all night for a long time.
Playing tennis.
Was just playing tennis, playing tennis boxing while he was doing these business calls.
Tennis was, I think, one of my favorite of the Wii Sports
games.
Yeah,
it was great.
I think of all
that was a perfect introduction to that control.
Exactly. Yeah. And
tennis was fun. I like boxing better.
You did?
Personally.
Yeah, I liked tennis and golf.
Well, boxing, man.
Golf was a lot.
Golf was fun.
I remember the night that came out. That it was like magic that it worked.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
It was just like, whoa, tennis. Look at that.
So
it was really cool.
Oh. Keep going.
No.
That was the Nintendo gym?
Yes.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it's their own gym.
They have a gym at their building.
Hey, they have a soccer field. They have a...
That's awesome.
During that, in the background, there was Nintendo employees playing cricket. Like, it's like a whole thing.
Wow. Yeah,
they have, like, soccer leagues. It's a fucking awesome place.
It's a campus.
It is a campus, and it is as rad as you would think it would be.
That's cool.
There was a moment... It's kind of funny, because, you know, we're working for Nintendo, but we don't work at Nintendo. So we can make jokes that maybe employees of Nintendo couldn't make.
Yeah.
And there was a point where Reggie got the controller out. He's putting the rubber thing on.
Whatever you want to call it. Yeah.
And then the wrist strap. And then Rocco just goes, you know, I don't use those.
I looked at Reggie. I was like, you know, at home I just leave these off.
Does he just crack a smile?
He's a
smart ass.
Yeah, right, exactly. But it was
he shot back at me because we were trying to get the new batteries into the Wii Remote as he was like peeling back the thing.
Yeah.
And I couldn't get him in, and then he like fired back. He's like, yeah, how many Mega 64 guys does it take to put in a battery? You know, or something. Yeah, he said something like that. It was like, all right, touche. But anyway, you know, it was just fun. It was a lot more laid back and fun to film this one. I mean, not to say it wasn't fun last time, actually. It was a lot of fun this time, but it wasn't as tense.
Hawaii, is that correct?
I don't know.
I'm not sure.
I didn't check his ID, Garrett.
You guys keep saying, laid
psycho.
Back. I was just thinking maybe... It would make sense.
Boxes and briefs. Sorry, I don't have the answer, Garrett.
It's on island time.
I don't know.
You don't know?
Yeah.
You guys, I thought you guys were friends.
Sorry, I'm not a freaky.
You're friends with Iga, but
sorry,
you don't put Reggie
not
on
the
that
cave
level.
Man.
Sorry, I don't get all freaky deaky with Reggie piece of A, Garrett. Okay.
If I had the chance, I'm just saying.
There you go. Anyways, it was a good day.
Yeah, it was fun.
Day.
I wanted this. Oh, go ahead.
When we filmed the part with... one of my favorite parts in the video, actually, and you came up with this part, was when he plays the Virtual Boy. I laugh every time at him yelling, "These games are great." Like, okay, so originally that part was he had the Virtual Boy on his head, and he was walking around, like, with it strapped to his head and bumping into walls and going, and whatever. And, yeah. They basically told us, and it's true, we weren't thinking about this. It's like, that's not how you use the Virtual Boy. It has to be in one spot. Oh, okay. So we changed it to him knocking it around, and then we needed a way to cap off the whole montage. And Derek put, he says these games are great. Let's have him say it during that, when he's playing the Virtual Boy and knocking everything over.
These games are great.
And that still makes me laugh. Games are great! But anyway... When we filmed the part with that Virtual Boy, they brought us... It was a Virtual Boy that was in the box.
Yeah.
We unboxed Virtual Boy. We brought all the other gear that he has in the video, we brought. We accumulated.
We bought off eBay or whatever. Yeah,
or just had.
Yeah.
But Virtual Boy, we could not get in time, so they brought us one. We unboxed it. Things were still in the wrap with the twist ties.
I opened it up and I was like, fuck. Like, I don't want to.
Was it even a dusty box or was it like a nice,
everything was great shape.
Oh and my God. There was even like a piece of cardboard in there, like, you call somewhere to get free batteries. Like, it was
an offer for free batteries that expired almost 20 years ago.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
And like, yeah, the twisty ties were on it and like, it was in the bags. And I was unboxing it thinking, like, I never thought I'd be doing this. Like, what a weird thing. It was weird.
It was great because when we were all done filming, And I filmed the unboxing too. I'll have to show it at some point. But we unboxed all of it. We filmed everything. We were done for the day. Reggie left. He went home, and we were there left in the thing and putting the Virtual Boy back in the box. And then there's the pamphlet for the free batteries. Call this number to get the guy who worked at Nintendo who was with us. His name is Shu. He was looking at it and he goes, "Well, if we're all done, we gotta call that number." So we called, and it was so disconnected. Just like, it's like,
aw. I was hoping some like dusty old lady would answer the phone.
Hello,
are you looking for batteries?
Finally,
yes. For your soul, you will get 1D battery.
I've been waiting for you.
So there was a gag in the video that I thought was funny. The power pad joke.
Yeah.
Anybody who remembers the power pad back in the day remembers that it was impossible to play that game.
You can't run that fast
with your feet. Yeah, you had to, everybody I knew played that game with their hands. You get down on your hands and knees and you smack it. It was really funny, actually. as a side note, we had to write that whole video. We don't usually write scripts for our videos. We outline them with notes, and it's very off the cuff. But for that video, Nintendo wanted a script, and it had to be approved in both English and Japanese. They had to send it all over the world. And so the power pad gag had to be reworked so many times because originally it said Reggie is on the power pad and he gets down. He starts slapping it with his hands. And I guess in Japanese, the script got translated to he would take the power pad and
slap it. It was like a violent
slap it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Nintendo of Japan sent back this note like, the video's great, but you are not allowed to disrespectfully slap any Nintendo, and it was like, no, it was like in the old days.
The way everyone cheated as a kid.
Yeah, but we eventually got that all worked out. The video came out. It was great. That gag was in it. But I noticed there's a comment that keeps coming up about that gag, about how we are making a reference or ripping off.
Oh my God.
The angry Rocco nerd. Uh-oh. No, I'm sorry. The angry video game nerd. Apparently, the angry video game nerd made a video about the power pad once long ago and talked about slapping it with his hands. And now,
all of us did as kids?
Well, no. Only the angry video game nerd
did. Oh, he's the only one.
He's the only one who ever did it. Because now that we've done it in our video, just comment after comment.
The One Ring.
Is about how we're referencing the angry video game nerd. And whatever. I don't care.
I got to call my friend Jeff. Who I played that game with back in the early 90s and tell him that we didn't do that.
But you know what?
I gotta call him and tell him that.
The video was just a tribute.
It's fine. It's fine with me if you are not familiar with the power pad. And yeah, maybe that's an honest mistake, but the same thing happened last week with our swatting video. Where we put Super Mario 64 in the video and everybody thought it was, in some backwards world, a Game Grumps reference? Or ripoff?
Because Mario died in the spot that I guess Aaron died at.
What?
All I'm saying
what?
Is
someone looking that deeply into a video.
No, you know what though? The internet needs the internet. These commenters need to realize
they're like 12.
That when you're dealing with a Nintendo product, when you're dealing with a game that is 20 or 30 years old, you can't just assume that it belongs to the person who's talking about it in that YouTube video.
But you're talking about people who never did that because they're all 11.
Right.
And they never did that with their hands because they didn't have it. Yeah. Their dads did, but they didn't.
Yeah, for whatever reason, it was just like you see Mario and you think like that has to be when Game Grumps played it. Ah, man, there's like 10 million people who've played it and died in that part.
But that's their only context,
It's just very weird. So moving forward, I am eager to see in future videos what gets ascribed to different people, what we've ripped off from other groups.
Well, it's almost like if we do a skit of a game that's too old that our fan base hasn't played yet. They would only get it from watching, oh, I've seen PewDiePie play that game on a stream once. Yeah. That's how they know it.
I love the people who are saying that, and then they're saying it's a Game Grumps ripoff. The video had nothing to do. That Mario clip could have been anything.
But also, too, Game Grumps didn't invent Mario.
Hey,
the Mario had nothing to do with the video.
Hold on, though, Rocco. He was the only person on Earth to play it, though.
Oh, okay. That's different. Miyamoto made it for the...
Yeah, we cleared it up. Miyamoto made it for Aaron. You didn't know?
Miyamoto went on stage at E3 and said, for Egoraptor.
But on top of that, didn't Aaron... I mean, you're personal friends with Aaron. Didn't he give you permission to remake all his videos?
No. You see fit? We did this to him.
We're doing...
Taking your videos, bitch!
Oh, you held a gun? Yeah. Oh, hit him.
We went, you're going to jail. You're going to jail for being a speedrunner.
Yeah.
That's what we do. That's what people do.
I looked at him and I said, I know what you're thinking because I'm part psychic. And I said, you're going the way of the Raptors, bitch.
Fuck yeah.
I said,
hot.
I said, yeah, that's your ego. Here's my id.
Spun the gun. And I 360 no-scoped everybody Egoraptor's ever fucking known.
Yeah.
One bullet.
Gunkata.
One bullet.
Gunkata.
One bullet. Every kid on every ball team he's ever been on. Every person he's ever spoken to on a train ride. One bullet. 360 no-scope. Bitch.
Boom. That's a cooler version of the Matrix.
That's how I got the fucking Mario footage.
We said... Woo! I said, I'm sure...
Welcome.
I'm sure you're familiar... I see your friend is Barry, so you're familiar with me.
Dude, I just
being buried.
Off. Oh!
Boom.
Trigger's broken.
It is. Your pants?
Oh, I 360 no-scoped the trigger.
He no-scoped it to... Wow.
Anyway.
Out of commission.
Anyways. Took that to the dark zone.
That's where I resigned.
We had to go there.
And now we're back.
That's where I live.
Sorry we had to go so dark.
Took it to the dark zone.
So yeah.
I love it in there.
Regardless, so there were things in the video that they wrote that they wanted in there. There's things that we didn't write, but in general, behind the scenes, we made it. And but I just want to clarify something though.
Oh, no.
There have been a lot of rumors. I don't know what people said last year, but. Yes, I did go to the Nintendo World Store.
Uh-huh.
I paid for every item. I don't know what all this gobbledygook is about not paying or whatever that was.
Rocco got bummed out because he thought they were going to foot the bill again.
So yeah, he did.
Once again, he went overboard.
Overboard.
But this year, he turned around.
I was going to buy this shirt anyway.
And found that our chaperone was long gone.
They knew your game.
They knew your game.
Oh, here last year.
He ruined it
for the
rest of us.
He did.
No. If he would have...
Ruined what? Didn't do anything.
Ruined the generosity
there,
of Nintendo.
You know what?
Shopping for
what?
Gifts.
This is all I'm going to say. This is all I'm going to say.
I didn't get a gift.
This is all I got to say on the matter.
Me too.
Pigs get fed, hogs get slaughtered. And that's what happened.
I don't know. I paid for everything like any other citizen...
Hey, yeah, but you're Derek. You're right.
That's all.
Never.
That's all I bought.
Bought the three jackets I got myself. Okay,
he bought three jackets.
You never slaughter a hog in heat.
Right.
Hey, how many plushies did you get?
Maybe one.
You got three jackets?
Yeah, three jackets. You probably got, seven plushies?
No, can be more than one or two.
Your whole wardrobe's going to be video game related.
Right.
You're like the real life.
And no amiibo. Not amiibo one.
I got an amiibo.
Search me right now.
Hey, they had I got a link.
Ooh, no amiibos on him.
That was a thorough search.
They had a part where it was banged up boxes for the amiibos half off. It was like $4.
They had a section where the packages were just lightly dinged. It's like, we can't sell them. $5. Here you go.
Fuck yeah. I'm opening that shit.
It's great. So yeah. I got a few, actually, that I needed. But anyway.
You didn't get any amiibos.
He did get amiibos.
In that section, not
buying
new ones.
Wait, Derek, search him again. I think he's...
This sounds like a lot of bullshit.
Are you hiding a Captain Tud somewhere?
Let's go around.
Yeah, I got a Captain Tud.
Let's go around.
I can't find it.
And say what we spent at the store.
Unless he's keeping it warm, I can't find it.
Yeah.
I spent
Why are you saying... No gentleman does this.
Whoa, yeah. you're discussing pay scales now?
Well, I'm just curious if Rock is going to...
I'm not going to discuss prices.
You wouldn't say what you spent?
No.
I spent $64. Yeah. Happily.
I can say confidently I spent 1/4 of what Rocco spent.
No.
Yes.
You don't know how much I spent.
Yes, I do. No.
Now, the Nintendo World Store has some kind of exclusive merchandise.
No.
Exactly.
No.
You can't get it anywhere
It's
else.
Just like any other toy store.
No,
it's all the
so
toy
you just
stores.
Add a community, you're like, oh,
you know,
I'll spend some money
when
here.
You go to a toy store, here's some Nintendo stuff, here's some Barbie stuff.
Yeah.
Here's, they just got the Nintendo section from every toy store and put it into one store.
But they have exclusive Nintendo World stuff.
They have things that you can't get anywhere else.
Yeah.
Jackets?
Yeah.
Yeah, three different jackets.
I have a crew jacket. I have the hoodie with the original Japanese logo
get that
on
stuff
it.
Anywhere.
No.
I can eBay that.
$200. $500 on eBay.
2 seconds.
$500.
So anyway. Anyway, I barely spent anything, but I did. It was my money.
Barely.
And I just
barely anything.
Set
you're
the record.
Out, you're talking on both sides of your mouth. You're getting amiibos, set. You're not getting amiibos.
He got three jackets. He
set
got
the record
three
straight.
Jackets, maybe seven plushies, and a couple amiibos. And any mugs?
The amount of plushies was obscene.
No. Dude, they should just pay you in merch. Why
I think he got a coffee mug.
I got a coffee mug.
Yeah, see, you're
Nintendo loves you.
You're putting
guys.
Us in the same basket.
They're going to hire you every mug. Year. They see you guys coming a mile away ready with those wallets to
yeah,
well,
exactly.
set up the Nintendo World Store.
Next year, they're going to be like, you guys can go to the store, but not that one guy.
Yeah. They love him. What are you
yeah,
talking
hey,
about?
Hey, this year, he redeemed himself because he was like paying for people's Christmases.
True. That's maybe true. Made up. Maybe made up for...
You guys are all going to be happy once Christmas rolls around and you get gifts from me.
I...
Oh, I'm getting a Luigi plushie.
You guys heard that here first.
Oh, tight.
Remember this?
Merry Christmas. I'm getting a Wario Tennis plushie.
Oh, man.
Wario Tennis.
Those things that I didn't buy for myself.
Oh, I'm getting Princess Daisy on a bicycle plushie for Christmas.
Hey, I'm appreciative. I'd be appreciative on a Princess Daisy plush.
I should have gotten you one. I'm sorry.
I'm getting a Shy Guy.
Sorry, you shaved.
With a tiki hat on plushie for Christmas.
They didn't have that.
They did. You didn't see that?
You didn't see that
Shy
one?
Shy Guy plush?
Oh, they had that.
Yeah.
Anyways, that
let's
was fun.
Keep talking about bullshit forever.
Forever.
I got a list of interesting things, but fuck it. Rocco wanted to talk about mysteries.
What? Oh, mysteries. This was a big week for. Things I just want to say real fast. This is real quick.
Okay.
This was a great week for long lost mystery things.
Okay.
Two surfaced this week. One real quick. We were talking about Disneyland earlier. The Haunted Mansion now has the Hatbox Ghost.
He's back.
Were we talking about Disneyland?
No.
We were at game for game days. We were on game days.
Game days. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
That's at Disneyland.
Loose connection.
Oh, I didn't know.
Yeah.
Oh shit. Okay.
All right. Keep going.
Anyway, Hatbox Ghost. If you don't know, that's something that. When they opened the Haunted Mansion back in 1969, they, for like a day, had this ghost in the attic that his head would disappear and it would show up in the box he was holding in front of you. And the effect didn't work. They took it out after like a day or two and didn't talk about it ever again. And so for years, there was this urban legend of, I swear to God, there was a guy holding his head here. And it just, for decades, became... legend and rumor. Anyway, this past week for the 60th anniversary, he's back in the attic.
Boom.
And they managed to get the effect to work. Hopefully it will be there during game days, but they always change it over to fucking
Nightmare
Before
Christmas.
Like
Jack Skeleton's head or something.
It looks like the ghost design. Is it the guy that's on a lot of the promotional artwork?
Yes. Yeah.
It's interesting that was such a main character for their promotional
stuff.
Yeah,
such a big legend.
It was just a thing that was always rumored to even exist.
Yeah.
The I saw photo stills of it.
Yeah.
The actual, I don't know about the effect, but the actual ghost looks cool.
Because
it's that guy you've seen on all the coasters and posters and everything.
I was talking with Kevin about it. I do think it would have been cool to preserve the mystery and have it kind of never show up.
Yeah.
But at the same time, if they're going to change anything about the ride, I would rather it be this long-lost thing than some new bullshit they cooked up or whatever.
They should have made it the Hotbox Ghost, and when you go in there, his head disappears, and it's replaced with all this purple smoke, and it fills the room.
Purple.
And then everybody's all right. Peace on Earth.
Goodwill towards men.
But the effect works, and nobody there could figure out how it was being done.
Yeah.
And it's fully, animated. It's, looking around and moving. It was really cool. Anyway... So check that out. If you get to go to Disneyland, maybe it'll be there during game days, but I don't know. Second thing, secret thing, was... there was, for the longest time, another thing that people talked about for decades was when The Empire Strikes Back was in theaters in 1980, there were people who, for decades, said, I swear before the movie they showed some medieval movie, like a short film. It's a thing I had read about before. Huh. When I saw it in theaters, I swear there was some medieval little movie before it. And I remember hearing people talking about that and rumors about that for a long time. And just this week, a guy who was in some form a technical guy on Empire Strikes Back came out and said, we found a negative. It's a film called Black Angel. And in some theaters, instead of trailers, they got this 25-minute weird medieval movie about a guy who gets lost in a fantasy world.
What the fuck?
It aired, George Lucas wanted it instead of trailers in every movie. He didn't want trailers.
Was it a Friends short film?
Yes. It's a guy who worked on the movie. He let him make it and direct it. But American theaters and distributors were like, yeah, no, fuck, no, we're gonna play trailers. Yeah. So most places play trailers. But I think that it ran in like the UK and Australia and some other random places. Some people saw it. But anyway, that director found a negative, they cleaned it up, and it's free on YouTube.
Oh, wow.
So go look it up. It's called Black Angel, and it's this weird 25-minute...
Check out Black Angel. There's a version of it with the director introducing the video, too. Yes. And he gives the whole story of what happened. Yeah, I saw it.
Yeah.
And he talks about how Empire Strikes Back borrowed things from Black Angel.
Yeah. Kind of interesting. There's a battle in it that is all like... like slow motion, you know, whatever. And yeah, George Lucas was so impressed by that. He used it in when Luke sees Vader in the tree.
Oh, and they have that
trippy. Yeah, they look very similar. It's really cool.
That's really cool.
Truth be told, get your expectations low.
Oh, yeah, it's
not. Black Angel is about the equivalent of an OK Twilight Zone episode.
Sure. I'll watch it.
That takes place in the Middle Ages.
But it's something that had been missing for all those years. It's kind of interesting.
A legend.
Yeah.
Cool.
What was interesting listening to the director talk about Black Angel was, I think he said it cost $25,000 and it was 9 actors and 2 horses. Wow. That's what they made it with.
Jeez.
Black Angel, it's available on YouTube. And the Hatbox Ghost is available at Disneyland.
Yes.
There you go. Mysteries.
Mysteries. Those were good mysteries, dude.
Good mysteries.
Two in the same week.
You were like a little Rocco Conan Doyle for a second.
Is that a literary reference?
Yeah, spelling out the...
Rocco Stack. It's like Robert Stack.
It's true. Pulp Rocco. It's like Pulp Fiction, but with Rocco.
Lost.
Rocco Unchained. It's like Django.
That's great. That's...
You know what? I think Eric's racist. I think Eric Bedore's an inside job.
He's the one who's...
It might be true.
You think he's an inside job?
Eric Bedore's an inside job. Yeah.
Bush knows. Bush doesn't
I think the administration got together and said, we need to put some guy there to say everything's racist. And they got Eric.
Spreading disinformation.
Something that's been cracking me up this whole live stream is that Garrett has had his DS open the entire time.
Yeah, what the fuck? Are you playing
just
Animal
draining
Crossing
the battery.
What are you playing over there?
My gates are open in Animal Crossing.
What are you're playing Animal Crossing?
Well, I'm not playing it, but my gates are open.
So someone can come in
come in and run around in my town.
This is a good
time.
Let's do the lightning round video games.
I've been playing
a lot of video games lately. Real quick, I want to talk about, I got Killing Floor 2 on the Steam engine. It's okay. If you like Killing Floor, if you like Killing Floor 1, Killing Floor 2
what is it?
Has better graphics.
Okay.
And it's graphics for me. It's a team combat multiplayer game. Basically, you and your friends just fight waves of zombies. It's like zombie mode on Call of Duty.
Oh, okay.
It's still in beta, so...
Is it zombies?
Why am I recommending Killing Floor 2?
No, yeah.
I don't know.
You've been playing it.
Look, you guys, you know what Killing Floor is. You know what you're getting. You don't know what Killing Floor is. Don't bother. In fact, you're not allowed... Give me the gun.
Uh-oh.
You're not allowed to play Killing Floor 2 unless you already know what Killing Floor is. And that's a threat.
Pull the trigger.
Boom.
Baby. On Tuesday, edit.
A gun.
Edit like, yeah, gunfire like, extreme.
Dude, cannon fire.
Get the shootout from Heat and play the whole thing there. Yeah. Okay?
Yeah. Okay.
And.
Please do it.
We're back.
Okay.
Woo! What a shootout.
That was crazy.
Guns.
We're going to get sued for that.
Other games that we've
Other games. Eric, Borderlands pre-sequel?
I got a free copy of the game, and it's more of the same on the moon! So, it's okay.
Is it? Was it not on next-gen consoles?
I have no idea. I have it on Steam. I have
Okay.
it on my Blade, so...
Yeah, I don't think it was on... Yeah.
Sorry.
Really?
That's okay. That don't move. Be sorry.
I'm very sorry pre-sequel. That I played a game on Steam. I'm very sorry.
Is it the characters and, like, a continuation of the story? Well, I guess a prequel?
It takes place after the first, but before the second, and you're different characters.
Oh. I thought the is the same villain in it. What's the Dan? Dangerous Dan? What's his name?
Dan the Man.
Dan the Man? Dick Dan?
Dan Cortez?
What is it? That's MTV Sports? Dan Cortez?
Needle Dick. It's Needle Dick.
How did you think of that?
It's the guy. Needle Dick.
Is Daisy Fuentes in the fucking
Daisy
film?
Daisy Fuentes is in it.
What's she doing?
Yeah, what the fuck? Yo, Daisy Fuentes,
remember
where
when,
you at?
Remember when America's Funniest Home Videos was hosted by her and John Fugelsang?
Oh,
yeah.
God.
Yeah. That was when the show was its sexiest.
That's right. And then Needle Dick came in and killed them all. Sorry, I've been watching a lot of Game of Thrones.
Needle Dick, Needle Dick.
Yeah.
Needle Dick. He's here.
Well, hey.
There you go.
Anyway.
Winter is coming.
This is a USB with the special Needle Dick episode.
Yeah, it's got the Needle Dick POV shots.
Okay, I just want to say I have a friend who every week asks me if I've seen the latest Game of Thrones, and I always say yes, but that person, every time,
never has seen it.
So every week I make up some new plot about a character named Needle Dick. And it's like, oh, dude, Needle Dick killed Arya, dude, with
his
Needle
Dick. Wait, I didn't know what you were talking about. So there's no character named Needle Dick?
No, there's no character named Needle Dick, but every time he's like, you see the new Game of Thrones? Yeah, I haven't seen it yet. Oh, dude, Needle Dick and Littlefinger fought. And dude, and Littlefinger, he touched the needle, and he got poisoned by Needle Dick's needle. Just so you know, Needle Dick is my new favorite Game of Thrones character, and now you know.
I see some fan art coming. Hopefully.
Needle Dick needs to be the greatest Game of Thrones character that doesn't actually exist. Yeah. Like, if there was deviant art about Needle Dick, just in the background of all
there
the
will
battles.
Be now. Yeah, he's
like,
there.
He's like
at the Red Wedding.
Yeah, Needle Dick was like in the background when Ned Stark got his head cut off and he was like, yeah, polishing like the Needle Dick. I imagine he's a guy. I imagine he has like a little sword for a dick and he kind of polishes it with a shimmy.
It's
like,
made of metal.
Yeah, and it's so, like, that's the source of all his anger and evilness is his.
He's got no dick.
He is Needle Dick.
Yeah.
I just imagine it like the scene in Gamer Wars where Tommy Tallarico goes, I know who it is, and then it cuts to Sean in the background of shots, but it's not.
Yeah.
It's not that.
It's not.
That's Sean. I don't know who that is.
I don't know who
that's
that is.
That's the best line. Fuck. Well.
Okay. Eric, you were talking about playing Dynasty Warriors?
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Dynasty Warriors 8, I went, I'm gonna rent this. I played it. I must be dumb as fuck or not remembering how that game was played, because you don't just get to run around and beat people up. There's like an empire mode where you have to like do trade relations and shit with people in China in the year 198, and I just want to be the guy with big claws and fuck people up.
Hey,
I can't do it.
Eric,
I'm not allowed.
Let me tell you that you are dumb as fuck.
Oh.
Play the song.
The dumbest fuck song. I guess.
That's how, whatchamacallit, Hyrule Warriors was.
Yeah.
It was
all
pretty basic.
And
yeah, you just kill everything.
I need to get a Wii U just for that.
You'd be chic.
Speaking of which, everything I played this week, I was on a big Wii U, like, streak this week.
Yeah.
They sent us review version of Splatoon. I don't think we can really go into it until probably next week's show.
Yeah.
But we played that a bunch. I played that with Gary.
Yeah, I came over and Rocco showed it to me.
I can't talk about
can't
it.
Can't say
fuck.
If it was fun or not.
Okay. It's been interesting,
it's
though.
It's fucking whack. I haven't even played it.
No. Classic.
I can say whatever I want because I haven't played
true,
Splatoon.
That's true.
I haven't read anything for Splatoon. It has to do with paint. And it sucks. Don't get it.
Yeah.
More Splatoon for me. The trick.
I'm going to mention this game. This is the last time I mention this game on the podcast.
Well, can I really quick say about Splatoon? I don't want to end it on don't fucking play the game or whatever it was.
Go
I
ahead.
Really don't want to end it on that.
Okay.
It's been really interesting playing it because it's a review version of it that connects to a server that only reviewers use. And so everyone that's on it is like so-and-so IGN, so-and-so GameSpot. Like, it's like... it's just weird having to wait for... Anyway, we'll talk about it more next week. That's all.
I was just going to say, when it comes to the game Mario Party 10, they made a thing called Bowser Party. That is a way to lose friends, family members, whatever.
Really?
That is the worst thing
one person
Nintendo has ever added into a game.
I like that mode.
Fuck.
What's
Bowser Party.
One person is Bowser, and they're trying to get you the whole time, and then all the minigames, Bowser's trying to kill you. It's so fucked up. I hate...
But Bowser gets to control, like, with the... Some of the minigames will be like, the person as Bowser gets the gamepad, and it's first person. You're shooting all the other players trying to, like, run and
Which
dodge.
Sounds fun. Fuck that.
You have a serious advantage
Nintendo,
with Bowser.
Nintendo, you fucked up.
Everyone gets to roll the dice to move, like, their number of 1 through 5 turns. Bowser gets, like,
he gets 15
turns. He gets 5 rolls in a row after they're all done.
And he tries to catch you to kill you, and then if he doesn't catch you and kill you, say you rolled 16 and he needed to get 16. He got 12. Bowser Jr. comes in. Oh, don't worry. You can roll again. So he rolls again and kills you. What the fuck?
It's heavily stacked.
It's so fucked up. Fuck that mode.
You guys need to work together to defeat Bowser.
Yeah.
That sounds fine.
What if Reggie watches this, man? You're saying, like, fuck
then
that
Then good. He's watching this. I hope he's watching.
He's watching this.
Get rid of Bowser
right
Party.
Really?
Get rid of it.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so mad.
Hey, everything I played this week was on Wii U. I got, you talked about it before. I got the Mario Kart DLC.
Yeah.
That was super fun. Nothing new there. It's just, he said everything that I feel about it. It's great. Baby Park is awesome. All of it's great. You know what's been fun is Amiibo figures unlock costumes in the game for your Mii character.
I know that.
And it's awesome because I have a full bookshelf of them. I sat there with the Wii U gamepad and just went, for like 20 solid minutes. Every single one of them is like, now I have the Captain Falcon outfit where I look like Captain Falcon.
Nice.
Samus outfit, Mega Man, even third parties are in
there. Trainer outfit?
No, there wasn't an outfit. That was one of the, like, that and, like, Shulk are the only two. That
they added Mii fighter outfits in Smash Brothers, too.
Oh, nice.
They put up some downloadable
stuff.
Cool. I bought a cat pack, which came with a calico and a tabby.
Oh, I need the tabby.
No, black cat?
No, maybe one was black. I don't remember.
Those are unlucky.
Cool.
I think that's cool that they're putting out a lot of DLC for the bigger franchises.
No, that's great.
The one thing that was frustrating about Mario Kart, though, is that it was like, oh, there's only like 3 costumes you don't have yet. Go ahead and put on your Pac-Man and your Wario. Yeah, every country has those but us.
Still don't have them.
Yeah, can we get those?
No.
But anyway, so I did that. Went back
about the Amiibos.
Yeah.
Can you scan them can you scan them in the packaging still? Or do you have to open them?
You have to open them.
They've made it so you
can't. Oh, there's a thing at the bottom of the package. Yeah, there's like a metallic thing.
Yeah,
What if you wanted to play with them, but you don't want to, you want to keep them
nice and
shelves?
You have to buy doubles.
Yeah.
They got you.
That sticker got you.
Brilliant. It's absolutely brilliant how they fucked you, but I'm not going to talk about it. but anyway, so I played that, and then I downloaded Donkey Kong 64, which is now on there and hasn't been available from Nintendo
in years. I haven't played that since
years.
It came out.
Yeah, and I played the tutorial, and that pissed me off, and I turned it off.
Yeah, I hated that fucking game.
I kept jumping for some animated GIF of a coin, and I couldn't get it, so I just turned it off.
Oh, man, I'm so mad at it.
So that was a bad idea. But then I went back to Wonderful 101. I've been sitting at the end of the game for like a year, at least, sitting at the end of the game and never beat it. I'm like right in the last thing right now. I'll let you guys know. I'll beat it by next week.
Hideki Kamiya.
Nice. I was just on Wii U kick. Anyway, that's it.
I think that's it for all the video games. We all saw some... What?
Nothing.
We all saw some movies this weekend. Obviously, the biggest movie of the weekend, Mad Max.
Sean saw Pitch Perfect. You went to the wrong movie. I thought we were all going to see that.
I know a lot of people in this room. Some people in this room have not seen Mad Max. I know a lot of people at home have not yet seen it. So I don't want to talk too much about the story
or spoil anything.
But I just want to say my personal review of the movie. I liked it. I thought Mad Max was very good. It's so hard to avoid the hype for Mad Max,
it
though.
It is. Yeah, yeah.
Try to avoid it, you guys.
Yeah, try to avoid
it. You have to understand, when you market a movie, you have to market it as the greatest thing ever in the hopes that everybody will go see it. And I feel like everybody kind of bought into, it's a brilliant masterpiece. It is a perfect movie.
Best movie of the last 10 years.
Brilliant. Hey, yeah. It's I. Okay. Mad Max is good.
It's not any of those things, but it's awesome.
It's awesome, but it's not perfect. Okay. Yeah. It does have some flaws and whatever.
I don't know if I blame the marketing people of the movie as much as I do the people who, and I don't even, I mean, the people who saw the movie are thirsty for something. You know, and I feel like it comes as a result of that.
What I think
almost,
it is, but I know this is going to get a huge backlash. I'm going to piss a lot of people off right now.
Ooh.
Look, I think it's... this is such a typical Mega 64 comment I'm about to make.
Ooh.
After 20 years of stupid bullshit superhero movies, Mad Max is a breath of fresh air.
Yeah, no, totally.
Yeah, I absolutely agree.
I'm so mad!
No, but that's why I say, like, I know that's why I'm hearing all this stuff, is it...
I think that's why it's something different.
Yeah,
it's being overtly praised because it's coming in the climate of, you know,
the Marvel Empire
of movies. Yeah,
everything is something different. It's something that people haven't seen before or in a long fucking time.
So it's a throwback to the 80s classic. At the same time, I feel like they kind of took the 80s classic and kind of did the Marvel magic superhero vibe to it. And that's what you're going to get. It's good. Not the greatest movie ever. No spoilers.
But I really, really enjoyed it personally, for it had such a great aesthetic, a great tangible aesthetic that I feel like I haven't seen since like movies in the 80s.
Okay.
You know, it just felt like a really interesting
movie. Personally, I have to disagree with that statement. I felt like one of the things about the movie that bummed me out is I personally felt like there was no place that I felt like I could go to. I felt like the cars were really cool, but there was no, like, the environment itself was very surreal. And
I agree with you, and I feel like a lot of that had to do, for me personally, the CG stuff really pulled me out, because everyone kept telling, oh, practical, practical, practical. And then there's, like, some CG stuff in, I think, a lot of that movie.
Oh, yeah.
That really just kind of grabs me and goes, and I come dial back.
I felt the same way.
But I think that's, I think a lot of the things you guys are saying are based on other people saying stuff.
No. I watched the movie and I felt like.
Yeah, but I didn't go into it going, this is all going to be practical.
Yeah.
And I think.
I didn't either.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
I think a lot of the cars and stuff were practical.
They
but
were.
They would do a lot with the backgrounds and with the colors.
Yeah, and that's what
that was computer stuff. Which remember? it didn't bug me though. I thought
they actually used it well. I don't have any issue when, if as long as there's lots of practical stuff, I don't mind them tweaking the things around it.
For me, the mix of practical and CG has to be. It's a fine balance, and they did it in this movie where, like, you didn't have CG characters where the mouth is moving, and it's, like, obviously, like, that's PlayStation graphics. They did it with things in the background that it didn't pull me out of it.
I could tell, obviously,
you can't film that. That's CG. There's stuff in the trailers, even, that's, like, shows you, like, there's going to be some computer graphics in this movie.
You remember in, if you've seen Road Warrior, a lot of that movie kind of takes place in this fortress that they've built out of, like, tires and found material. I felt like that set is so cool, and kind of movies from that era, they put so much detail into the sets that when you're watching it, it feels like I could go there and I could visit. Like, when you see Tatooine on Star Wars, you know, like, this was filmed in Tunisia. I can actually go to this place and put my hand on these buildings. And I felt like there was no environment in Mad Max that was that.
The one thing that sold me, I saw the first trailer and I didn't like it. I went, whatever. This looks like a big fire tornado that a computer did. I don't care. the thing that sold me in that second trailer is when the guy, like the main bad guy, the teeth, whatever,
Emotin
he opens
Joe.
This big vault and he goes into this set and it just says like, "Who destroyed the world?"
Yeah,
and like you don't know what this is, but that set felt so tangible that it was like, "Oh, this is really exciting."
Yeah.
And then a lot of that movie didn't. Wasn't like that.
I think the real set of that movie were the vehicles.
Yeah.
So much of it,
and
was
that's
shot.
More what I'm talking about. I'm not necessarily hung up on the other things. Mm-hmm. The whole movie to me was on the road, and I thought everything, the design of all that stuff,
yeah, really.
Was really iconic. Was really cool.
A lot. I mean, I don't want to spoil anything.
Yeah,
a
and
lot
we don't
want
to talk it to death either.
A lot of that movie is really. Is on the road.
Yeah.
There's not a lot of like we're staying still. We're in this one vault, like you were describing, Eric. Like that's in there.
Yeah.
But wow, it was amazing how that movie held your attention from fucking like when it was over. You said, or I think Eric, you said like I feel like I haven't breathed.
Oh yeah.
In 2.5
Yeah.
Hours.
When the credits roll, it was like, oh my god, I can relax now.
Yeah.
Check it out. I say check it out. It's definitely worth watching. Check it out. Mad Max Fury Road.
Yeah, it's good. It's fun.
Hey, another movie I saw this weekend. I got to see the Ghost Thriller, It Follows. Have you all seen It Follows?
I saw that on someone's recommendation, I thought, from the podcast, but I went and saw it when it was in theaters.
Have you seen
it was
It
good.
Follows?
I have not. I saw the trailer and I thought it looked really good.
It's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, good stuff.
It's really good. I would check it out. I went in completely cold. I didn't know what it was about. I knew it was a horror movie, but I didn't know what kind of horror movie it would be. And I think that's the best thing. I think this is the perfect movie where you're better served going from zero information and just picking up the pieces as you go along.
Mm-hmm.
It's really good. Really, it's a very like slow, taut, creepy movie. I really enjoyed it. It Follows. Check it out.
Reminded me of old John Carpenter horror. Like,
honestly,
very Halloween.
Reminded
very...
me of P.T.
Oh, I can see that for sure, yeah.
Yeah. All this
Definitely.
Stuff going on with P.T., and then I watched It Follows, and I was just like, this movie taps into kind of the fear I felt when I was playing P.T. Just
yeah.
like, oh, I don't know what's going on, and I'm afraid to find out. It was good. Don't want to overhype it.
No.
Check out It Follows. Got a long list of movies.
Another example, too, of how there was some CG in It Follows, but there was a lot where they used the practical effect of, like, the classic horror movies is you don't show the monster. That's why Alien is so scary. I thought It Follows did that pretty well.
And I guess the music was done by the composer who did music on the game Fez.
Yeah.
So,
yeah,
video game connection. Oh, bringing it back. Welcome. Front page of Twitch.
Sean, you big Fez guy?
No.
Sean, how far did you get in Fez?
I didn't play it.
Sean watched Taxi Driver this past week. Let's talk about that.
Okay, I didn't like it.
You wanted to, though. You tried.
I really thought I was going to like it. I was really excited to watch it, and I did not like it at all. And I know Eric loved it, and I'm sorry, Eric.
It's a classic,
hey, you know what,
classic
Sean?
Movie.
For everyone's benefit, not saying a word about it.
Okay, but I was like, God damn, I don't really like anyone in this movie.
What about Harvey Keitel? You didn't like him?
No. And it was...
What about Jodie Foster?
It looked cool. It looked very... I've never seen a more 70s movie in my life.
You didn't like Martin Scorsese's character as the taxi driver? He had so many cool things to say.
I didn't like it. Sorry. I didn't like it.
All right.
Apology not accepted.
Whatever.
Okay, that's fine.
If you had to recommend, what am I trying to say? I want to pick two movies, Taxi Driver versus this, and see which one you would recommend. But I have to pick another movie that I know you notoriously hate.
Hellboy.
Oh, I would Taxi Driver in a second over Hellboy.
Over Hellboy?
Taxi Driver over Hellboy?
Yeah. Well, yeah.
All right. Oh,
I didn't. Like, I didn't hate.
Which do you like
taxi
better,
driver, I should
Taxi
like it.
Driver or Stranger Than Fiction?
That's what I was thinking of. I couldn't remember the name of it.
Mm. Well, they're very different movies. It's kind of
no,
what you're in.
Same.
Okay.
Stranger Than
Fiction. Okay, here's
same
a scenario.
Film.
Here's a scenario.
Can we just
somebody
end this?
Who's never seen any movie ever, an alien comes down, they're
yeah.
like, what is a movie? And
yeah.
you have two films, Taxi Driver
yeah.
and Stranger Than Fiction.
Yeah.
Which one do you give the alien?
Taxi Driver. It's shot really cool.
All right.
There's a lot of things about it that are really cool. I didn't like the movie. I just didn't like it.
Yeah, I really appreciate that movie for the window into someone who is
a story
of the mundane bordering into the insane and
yeah, I
and all
that.
I really appreciate it, but it wasn't for me either.
I felt shitty afterwards. I just felt
I feel cool
I
after
felt
I watched
shitty and like drained and just like it was such a fucking bummer. All right.
After I watch Taxi Driver for like the next week before I leave my house, I get in front of the mirror and I like talk to myself as I put my clothes on.
You should watch
I get
movies.
All pumped up, right? I get inspired.
You should not watch
And
any
again,
movie.
I didn't hate Damn. It. I still appreciate a lot of things about it, but I overall did not like it.
You should
it.
Have seen how I drove home from Fury Road, man.
Yeah. Fast, I bet.
Oh, and furious.
Well, that would have been a different movie.
Well, whatever. All right. Well, we're 20 minutes over.
Oh shit!
Just giving everyone a heads up.
Rocco saw Never Let You Go.
I saw Never Let You Go, and I let it go. All right. I didn't really have much to say about it. It was pretty good. Check out Mark Romanek's movie Never Let You Go. It was a really quiet little movie that is science fiction without any pretenses about being science fiction. Like. It's what would you say about it? It was
that,
like
I think it's that.
It's a movie that is just kind of this quiet little movie, and then you realize, oh, these are all clones for the sake of harvesting organs. But there's no science fiction to be found in it. That's just what they are. And it's this quiet little movie about these friends who are kind of, I don't know, it was interesting. If you could find it somewhere, I don't know if it's on Netflix or anything like that.
It's a fucking bummer.
Oh, yeah.
It was a bummer, but I really liked it.
Sean should watch it and give his review.
Yes.
No one saw Ex Machina aside from me?
No.
No. Did you like it?
Oh, it's so fucking good. Another time. Once you guys see it, we'll discuss it. You should check it out, though.
Hey, real quick, I want to thank another one of our sponsors, SumoLounge.com. Go, our friends at Sumo, go get a chair from them. If you're talking, films, you're talking cinema, you don't want to watch a film unless you're sitting on a Sumo.
Yeah.
Otherwise, your brain will be stimulated, but your butt's going to be flaccid. So, go to SumoLounge.com. You're going to have limp butt syndrome.
Flaccid ass.
You're going to have flaccid ass, and you don't want it.
You're going to have flaccid reflux.
So, stimulate that ass. Go to SumoLounge.com and get a Sumo chair. You get the Omni, get the Sultan, get the Sway, for example.
Any
model chair, you could get one and sit in it or lay down on your stomach and just watch the screen.
You can lay face first in the Sumo. And
you do Rocketeer.
Breathe in the fabric. You could.
You could do Rocketeer pose and just...
Rocketeer
face first.
You know, honestly,
that's called the clip.
What I like to do when I used to have the real big Sumo. What's the real big one?
Sultan.
Sultan.
Yeah.
I honestly moved and it was too big for me to take with
Damn.
Me. I kind of miss it. What I would do is I would lay on top, face down, spread eagle, and I would start rocking back and forth and get up enough momentum to completely roll the thing over onto my back. I'm on the ground. The Sumo is on
feels
top
good.
Of me. It feels great. And now the room. Appears empty. I am in incognito mode. People come in. They sit on top of me.
They don't know you're there.
They don't know I'm there.
That's cool.
They might observe my room, talk shit. I get to hear it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Dude, I wonder if there's any time I was in there with... And you, I didn't know.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
They come in there. They can start boning on the Sumo. I'm trapped underneath. I can barely breathe. It's quite an experience. Get the Sumo Sultan. Try it out for yourself, incognito style.
Mm-hmm. I just farted into my Sultan, and then I would smell it.
Sumo stinkies.
Yeah.
Nice.
Anybody, Sean, what do you think about that?
Whatever you want to do, man. It's your Sumo.
Whoa, okay. Condescending vibes coming from that guy.
I don't want you to be upset.
I'm not upset. If you want to fart in your Sumo and smell it, then go ahead.
I do. That's my prerogative.
Yeah, I have no problem with you
jerk.
Doing that.
It just sounds like
doing
your body language.
Yeah, look, I don't like the male model because he gets.
I don't like the male model either. I don't
like it.
It comes with a diva attitude.
Yeah, rich bitch.
I kind of like the diva attitude.
Rich bitch.
Diva fucking attitude. Grow a beard.
Fucking Heidi Klum over here.
I'm growing a beard.
Hide your ego behind a grizzly beard.
Those smell like ass.
Cheers. They don't smell
yeah,
like
you
ass.
Need to smell
Eat
like
it.
Ass.
That's cool.
I don't know.
Earlier you said it smelled like a flex.
I don't know whose ass you've been smelling, but I bet they're delicious.
You know what this stinks? It smells like licorice.
It smells like dead fish.
No.
Are you sure? That does not smell like
just a smells
fish.
Like a leather shoe, like a funeral
armor. Smell it here. Can we see this, Sean?
Yeah.
Here, help me out here. Now, take a whiff. What do you think?
If you put that near my fucking face.
Give me the shoe.
According to Rocco, this is just one scent. It's all mixed in together.
Oh, you're going to warm it up?
Yeah, I'll warm it up for him.
Step on it a little bit. Okay. $5 if you eat that.
Oh.
It's his own. I eat that? Yeah. Please.
$5.
It's not worth the $5.
I'll throw in five.
Ten. We're up to ten.
We're
bucks.
Up to ten.
The world is
Let's
watching.
Get it up to 20.
The world is watching.
I'll put a five in.
All right, we're up to 15. $15. You eat the foot. The foot kerwish.
Foot kerwish.
What do you say? Let's end it on a high note.
I got a fiver here.
I want to see the money. Where's the money? Let me see.
See the money.
Mine'll be an IOU.
One, two,
but
three,
I'm good for
four.
It.
Here's my five.
You're not going anywhere.
Eric, someone
over here.
Derek, can you grab Eric's money?
There's no, I want him to eat it.
Okay. Eric's got it? The money.
Okay, let's.
Where's your five?
No, it fell on the ground.
Okay,
stick it back in the shoe. So he has to remove it from the shoe.
Okay.
Can we? Oh, but Sean's feet. Can we cut this out on Tuesday?
No.
What are we at?
This is how we're ending
Just
it.
Cut it out on Tuesday.
All right. Yeah, we'll cut it out.
Oh, it's been
it's
in there.
It's not worth it.
It's been
and
in there.
You gotta do the whole thing. I would roll it up if I were you.
Y'all at once. Oh,
no!
Ew!
Oh, gross!
Follow us on Twitter. Follow us on Twitter. Subscribe to us on YouTube. Follow us on Facebook. Mega64. Google search Mega64. You can also find us all individually on Twitter.
So
you can
bad.
Look us up. I'm not going to give out our personal names,
Ooh,
but you know
how
to find
it.
I don't like to promote
Ew,
my Twitter.
Yeah, I went to the beach.
Oh.
Follow me on Twitter at Gustavo. And Garrett doesn't promote his Twitter.
Yucca Paca.
That's.
There's like sand in the fucking.
It turns out I only had $3.
Oh.
And I owe you.
That's a dick move.
Now my shoe's all soggy.
Good night.
Licorice.
Good night, everybody.
Good night, folks.
Good night, guys.